Good evening. Mal Pizner here live at Mercy General with the latest on the horror in the hospital. A lone police car sits outside the visitor entrance of the hospital where a section of the medical suites have been shut down for days. From the outside, you'd never know this facility was the center of a huge drama just days ago, with everyone from the fire department to building and safety responding in huge numbers. But we do have an exclusive update on this peculiar situation. We've obtained an exclusive interview with an eyewitness who tells us she was in the treatment room when this incident took place. She wants to remain anonymous, so we're disguising her face and her voice. Her story is very similar to another witness who spoke with us the first day of the incident. We can tell you she is a medical professional, but nothing more. Okay, can you tell us what you saw?
We were treating a patient at the time. We had a number of doctors and another medical personnel in the room. I can't describe the patient or the procedure, but I can just say that in the middle of a medical emergency, there was, I guess you could call it a manifestation. I'm trying to be clear, but it's very hard to describe. I don't want to sound crazy, but I've never seen anything like it. It was as if the wall, like, came to life. There was a voice. It was like it came from far away, but you could understand some of the words. It was definitely a male voice, and it was asking where it was. And this is the most disturbing part. The wall next to the patient's bed, it started moving, undulating, like it was alive. I mean, we were all very focused on the medical emergency at the time, but it was unmistakable. Shadows moving on the wall, rippling, and a voice.
What was the response in the room?
Well, no one knew what to do. It was very professional, but I can say we were all rattled. Once the patient was stabilized, we moved them to another room and evacuated the location. Then security came and the police and fire, and I don't know what happened after that.
Did you see or hear anything else?
It all just happened so fast, and we were focused on the patient and getting them taken care of. I have heard that the problem is still there, and that's why that part of the hospital is still shut down.
And why did you come to us with this information?
Well, they're not telling us anything. We're just supposed to keep on working in this hospital, and it's like haunted or something, or has some kind of terrifying situation going on, and they refuse to tell the personnel anything about it, and we don't feel like it's safe.
Are you continuing to work through this?
Of course. My duty is to my patients, and I want to make sure they get the best care. I'd just like to know that, well, we're okay, and what is going on.
Thank you for talking to us. I hope the situation is resolved for you soon. And that's all we know at this point, but the administration here at the hospital continues to say that there is nothing to be concerned about and no threat to the public. Back to you in the studio, Angela and Bob.
Thousand ravens make up my coat. A viper's tongue lies inside my throat. My blood is sawdust, my heart is cold. As I go down, 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 down in the hole. Down in the hole. Down in the hole. Down in the hole.
This is one. Can anyone hear me? Why can't I see anything clearly?